Thank you very much.
This is as good as a press conference in an election year, I guess. Well, it's about 3.5 minutes now before 4 o'clock, and I'm getting rather anxious about this. I think since what we were talking about a while ago is some of the programs that are going to be available via satellite, we're going to give you a little bit of a sampler. We have some tapes made up, some 30-second to 60-second tapes made up that describe some of the programs you'll be hearing starting tonight and going through from now on for the rest of this month. And once again, I'm going to turn back to Aileen Boren, who's in our control room, and ask her if she will run a few of those for us now. Aileen?
Get those potatoes there.
There's a very special program beginning this Saturday evening at 5 o'clock. It comes to us live from St. Paul, Minnesota, and National Public Radio. The name of it is A Prairie Home Companion, and the laid-back host is New York Times writer Garrison Keillor.
Again on a Saturday night for Powdermilk Biscuits in the big blue box with a picture of the biscuit on the cover. More buying ready-made in the brown bag with the dark stains that indicate freshness. Heavens, they're tasty and expeditious. This first portion of our show brought to you by Powdermilk Biscuits.
You've really never heard anything like it, and this week's guests will be the Red Clay Ramblers. Old-time music brought to you live via satellite technology from St. Paul, Minnesota, this Saturday at 5 o'clock. From Public Radio, WLRH, Huntsville.
Christoph Eschenbach conducts Mendelssohn's Italian Symphony. You'll also hear the first piano concerto of Beethoven, with Paul Schenley as soloist, and a work by the 20th century German composer Bernd Alois Zimmermann. That's on the next Los Angeles Philharmonic program over National Public Radio.
Sunday evening at 8 o'clock from Public Radio, WLRH, Huntsville.
Partly cloudy with a chance of showers today. It's 4 o'clock.
Good evening. From National Public Radio in Washington, I'm Sanford Unger.
And I'm Susan Stamberg with All Things Considered.
I was in that room for around 2 weeks or so.
2 solid weeks.
A little more than 2 weeks, actually. And they were feeding me literally under the door with room service. They gave me 2,000 sheets of paper and 10 IBM typewriter ribbons and said to go at it.
Lee Strobel covered the Pinto trial for the Chicago Tribune and covered it and covered it and covered it. Then he put all that coverage between the covers of a book as fast as he could. Tonight on All Things Considered, how to write an instant paperback.
Also tonight, these stories, the new hostage crisis continues at the Iranian embassy in London.
From the Pentagon, more details on the aborted effort to rescue the American hostages in Iran.
The Federal Trade Commission is shut down.
President Carter chats with some Hoosiers a week before the Indiana primary.
We ask what's changed that will soon put Mr. Carter on the campaign trail.
How to build a nuclear weapon. A high school student in Tucson says he's figured it out.
How to survive one. A congressman from Kansas City says it's possible.
Muskie in the Middle East.
It turns out that Arab groups aren't so thrilled about his selection as Secretary of State.
And May Day is Bicycle Day.
On All Things Considered, first news from Richard Harris.
Two deadlines passed today in London, and so far the gunmen holding some 19 hostages at the Iranian embassy haven't carried out threats to kill the 16 Iranians among the hostages and blow up the embassy. The three gunmen, reportedly ethnic Arabs from southern Iran, want the government of Iran to free 91 Arabs jailed in the country. But Iran is standing firm. Not only does it refuse to bow to the demands of the gunmen,
but Tehran vows to execute one of the jailed prisoners for every hostage who is hurt. This afternoon, Scotland Yard Police Commissioner David McNee appealed to the gunmen at the Iranian embassy to remain calm, and he pledged his office will do all it can to resolve the siege peacefully.
I feel deep